30% of people suffering with severe depression, 3 times higher than the national average. That sets alarm bells ringing. And then you go to people suffering with PTSD, and it's higher than 2 times higher than the average population. And as you were saying previous, that we're talking about people who are suffering from the same effects as somebody in a natural disaster, an earthquake zone, people being displaced. This is what we're dealing with. Most damning thing of all is that people who have been, whose homes have been diagnosed with defective concrete, have 35.5% reported suicidal thoughts. It's mental illness at the highest level, and the government need to now look at this and realise that these people are basically in a war zone, and we need help and we need supports put in place, and this needs to end.
And all the time these people are dealing with construction costs rising, increased competition for any property that becomes available. It's a never-ending circle that is negatively impacting their lives through something that is absolutely no fault of their own.
It's a vicious storm, what we've got going on in Donegal. We have a housing crisis, and we also have a defective concrete crisis. We have nowhere for people to go. People are breaking down mentally. And what's happening is we have contractors who are trying to facilitate people. We don't have enough contractors, and we have the price of houses going through the roof. So people are going into this scheme and they're in debt. There's nobody coming out of this scheme with anything else than debt. And if the scheme worked, this wouldn't be the case. This is why the scheme hasn't worked. We've had two schemes. The two schemes have failed. We have to start going at this now in a different direction, and we have to start taking into consideration the fact that there's a humanitarian disaster in Donegal.
Obviously, there needs to be the financial response, but there needs to be perhaps even more mental health supports put in place for the county, as it's dealing with a very unique situation.
It's a unique situation, but what we've got going on, it's basically the same as a war zone. And in any war zone, there's casualties, and the casualties are the people who have defective concrete homes. They need to be financially supported. They need to be supported with the right methods. If they need counselling, there needs to be counselling provided. But also, you've got to realise too, these people are raising their children and their families in homes that are suffering with defective concrete. There's people now, as we speak, aren't able to send their children to college next year because they're financially destroyed.